Welcome to Stoughton Health Talk. I'm your host, Maggie McKay. Joining us today is Deanna Hoke, Senior Life Solutions Program Therapist, to discuss understanding mental health and aging. Thank you so much for being here today, Deanna.
Thanks for having me.
So let's just start with, how can untreated mental illness affect the aging process?
Yeah, untreated mental illness can affect the aging process in different ways. One of those ways is it can speed up the aging process of the brain. You know, like for instance, schizophrenia, there's something called frontal lobe deficits. Anxiety can exacerbate memory issues, as well as depression can. And then just the overall decline of health, that all contributes to that aging process.
How does depression look differently in older adults?
It can look differently in older adults where like it looks like they're more isolating. They don't do things they used to do. They stay home more. Just a real kind of anhedonia. There's no interest in doing things. But sometimes it can interfere with concentration. And so, you know, it can look like they have memory issues when it's really depression.
Interesting. You know, I know a lot of us say we walk into the room and forget why we went in there. And sometimes it's hard to know whether it's just age or distraction or memory loss. So what are the signs that somebody should be concerned about memory changes?
Yeah, I think it's normal, you know, to miss an appointment every now and then, right? Or walk in a room and not realize, okay, why did I walk in here? But what is not normal is all of a sudden not knowing how to use the microwave, not knowing what the day of the week it is, who is the president of the United States, trusting a stranger with very personal things, making those poor decisions, misplacing items like your purse, your keys, and then kind of freaking out you can't find them. You know, like trying to drive a car and you go the same route that you've always gone and you don't know how to get home. Those things can be very frightening, but those are very concerning. The greater social withdrawal, the mood personality changes that you see. If you're seeing all these things, it's more than just minor forgetfulness, part of aging.
And you touched on this a little bit, but what are some common mental health challenges that older adults experience?
Yeah, depression, anxiety, grief, depression, being down, depressed, feeling hopeless, feeling helpless, especially if you're losing your abilities and you have to rely on others. There's that fear that I'm a burden, anhedonia, not having interest or motivation to do things, and in some cases, suicidal thoughts.
Wow, that covers a lot. What are some myths about mental health and aging?
You know, that you start forgetting things, well, that's part of aging. Well, yes and no. Those signs that I explained to you, that is not normal aging. Granted, we are not as sharp as we probably were in our 20s, as we get to be like 70 and 80, but we should still know how to use a microwave. We should know where we're going if we're going the same path all the time. We shouldn't be confused when it gets dark at night, that sundowning effect.
So the big question, when is it time to seek professional help and what support is available?
Yeah, I think if an individual is concerned about their memory, Stoughton Hospital does, you know, free memory screenings. They can contact Senior Life Solutions. If it's a family concerned about their loved one, they can certainly contact Senior Life Solutions at 608-501-6260. They can contact the ADRC of Dane County for a proper screening as well, and, you know, referral to resources, and that's 608-240-7400. If they're totally lost where to start, there's Behavioral Resource Center, 608-267-2244 as well. Stoughton Hospital has a memory cafe for individuals with memory issues and as well as their caretakers. And that's 608-873-2259 and meets once a month. at the hospital. So those are a few local resources.
Deanna, you mentioned anxiety. What part does that play in mental illness and aging?
Yeah, well, anxiety symptoms normally are feeling anxious, on edge, can't sit still, trouble sleeping, irritability. But you look at the aging population and the anxiety is really great. The anxiety is often associated with uncertainty, losing memory, because when a person starts to lose their memory, they kind of know what's going on, and it's a very scary thing. And so it makes that anxiety greater. And then, of course, physical health symptoms, the pain can feel worse with anxiety, just like it can with, you know, depression if you're having pain issues. Also, stomach issues we see an increase in. We see an increase in like constipation and diarrhea and other GI problems.
So in closing, Deanna, is there anything else you'd like to add or you would like people to know when it comes to mental health as it relates to aging?
Yeah, us at Senior Life Solutions at Stoughton Health Hospital, we want people to know that, you know, they don't have to go through these things alone. We do have a program where we offer groups, individual and family therapy. And even if they need just resources, they can hit us up for that. And our number is 608-501-6260.
And there shouldn't be shame associated with mental illness, because I was just talking to someone the other day and they were like, what did I do wrong? What did I do to get in this state? And I said, you didn't necessarily do anything. It just happens, right? I think people sometimes are embarrassed to ask for help.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, there's such a stigma. And you look at the geriatric population, they grew up at a different time where mental health was not talked about. If there was substance abuse in the family, it was the family secret. You didn't air your dirty laundry or talk to people about it. And I think we really need to dispel that stigma. Mental health disorders, depression, anxiety, there's a biological basis for what is going on there. And it does help to have support. It does help to work on skills for that.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your expertise. This has been so informative and helpful. We really appreciate it. Again, that's Deanna Hoke. To learn more, please visit stoughtonhealth.com. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out our entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. I'm Maggie McKay. Thanks for listening to Stoughton Health Talk, a podcast from Stoughton Health.